AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue in Michigan.
I think this is every parent's worst nightmare.
Investigators are looking for a motive for the shooting at Oxford High School outside Detroit. Three students were killed. This is Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
This is a uniquely American problem that we need to address, but at this juncture, I think we need to focus on the community, the families, supporting all the first responders.
Police say the gunman in Michigan is a 15-year-old student, and he is not talking. Outside Atlanta, police say four people are dead, including a police officer, after officers responded to a call of a domestic disturbance. Police in Clayton County, Georgia, say the suspected shooter is among the dead. Lawyers will argue a major abortion case before the Supreme Court today. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart is asking the justices to overturn landmark decisions Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Scott's defending Mississippi's ban against abortion after 15 weeks, which is about 2 months earlier than viability. The Center for Reproductive Rights is challenging the law on behalf of Mississippi's only abortion clinic, Jackson Women's Health. And U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger will argue for the Biden administration, which says overturning abortion rights would cause women grave harm. The conservative majority court is not expected to render a decision until around late June. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japan is asking international airlines to stop taking new reservations for all flights arriving in the country until the end of December. The country is taking a tough stand to stop the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The Biden administration is moving to toughen testing requirements for international travelers to the U.S. First cases of the variant have been reported in Saudi Arabia and Nigeria. Global markets are mostly higher. This is AP News. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns have won 17 in a row. Last night, they beat the Golden State Warriors at home, 104-96. Devin Booker left the game for the Suns in the second quarter with a hamstring injury. DeAndre Ayton led the Suns in scoring.
I think we've been in situations where, you know, a guy go down, somebody's stepping up. That's just our team. You know, we play as a team, and somebody always wants to step up if somebody goes down.
The Suns and Warriors have the best records in the NBA. The two teams play again Friday night at Golden State. In college basketball, Ohio State held top-ranked Duke scoreless for the final 4.5 minutes to win 71-66. Zed Key scored a career-high 20 points.
We just had to get stops on defense. You know, they were getting a lot of transition points. So, you know, we just had to tighten up our defense and get stops. And, you know, we did that and we got the W.
Second-ranked Purdue is 7-0 for the first time in 6 years following an easy win against Florida State. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.